Hi everyone, welcome back to Queer Coco. It's me, Billy, and I'm your host. So it's been a few months and we're back with a new season. I don't know how this is going to go. I haven't planned anything. I'm actually just jumping on the mic just because I feel like it. And I wasn't going to start back till next week, but I think it's time. Last you heard from me, I was going on hiatus to focus on my YouTube channel, but that didn't pan out. But I know that I will eventually get to it, and it's just not the time for it right now because it is a lot of work. There really isn't anything to report on. I have no updates on the personal front. However, our website should be going live in a few weeks. I'm currently working on it, and at the moment it's actually housing my birthday invitation, but coming to our website soon is some Queer Coco merch, which is very exciting. We've named it QC, which obviously stands for Queen Coochie. No, you already know, but we've stylized it or spelt it like Juicy, but with a Q. Please, please look out for that. Don't worry guys, I'm not an aikupe, I promise. I wanted to branch out into fashion because one, it's really something I've always been passionate about, and also so that we could make some bread to support the podcast and whatever other crazy ideas I have for it. So if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and even my very sad looking TikTok. My handle is at Queer Coco across all of those platforms, and that's where you'll see all of our latest news. So I wanted to hop back on the mic to talk about a few things, you know, because that's what we do here. And a lot has happened in the world since our last episode, which was actually recorded back in April. I know for me, it's been hard to keep up with everything because I felt like it was some new shit every day. But most importantly, it's been hard to decipher what was real and what was fake news. There have been nights when I've gone deep down into the rabbit hole that we call the internet, and it's kept me up at night questioning everything, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's easy to say fuck 2020 because everything we're seeing, but I do think that it is dismissive of all the causes that have been highlighted this year, especially the Black Lives Matter movement. It feels like the erasure of all the years prior that our Black brothers and sisters have been crying out for help. So let's continue to do what we can do to amplify their voices on social media and within our own circles. But what I didn't get to do last season was reflect on our, at the time, very short journey from what happened by accident when I recorded my first episode. For me, it's hard to believe that I'm actually recording an introduction for season two. It's opened a lot of doors for me, some that I've been hesitant to open because introvert me is like, no, don't, we don't want anyone to look at us. And other doors that have been forced open by people that I love because they believe in my message. Look no further than my co-hosting gig at Pacific Wave Radio. My co-host turned family, Kamaya, invited me as a guest on the show to talk about this very podcast, and the rest is history. Much like the podcast, I've been able to be myself and speak on things that matter most to me. And I've met some brilliant Pacifica and Maori people doing great things in their respective fields. From the podcast, I've had so many wonderful conversations with people I've never met before. Social media does get a bad rap, and that's totally fair because there's so much crap on it, but it's been the bridge that has kept us all connected during this pandemic. Our content has been the topic of many dinner conversations and even pillow talk, and that's wild to me. These are the kinds of chats that I've been having with my closest friends for the longest time, so I'm here for all of this. We will try to continue to produce content that does all of those things, and we hope to change the narrative of queer people of color, specifically Pacifica and Maori folk. For me, what was lacking in season one was an accurate representation of the Pacifica and Maori rainbow community. When I look back, although we didn't have many episodes, my guests were predominantly cis gay men, and I think we can improve on that. One of our loyal listeners suggested that we talk to those in our community who are in successful relationships, because again, that's not the narrative we are so used to seeing. Personally, I've grown a lot. I've been less afraid to call out problematic people and behavior when I see it, and that's in real life and on social media. Yes, representation is important, but that doesn't and shouldn't ever excuse poor behavior. So in this current climate, I've been so glad to see many others do the same. In saying that, we do control who we follow and don't follow online, and so what I see on my timeline and newsfeed may be completely different to what you see on yours. So like we try to spring clean our homes and wardrobes every once in a while, I've been going through my follows regularly and unfollowing accounts I feel don't align with my core values and beliefs. But lastly, for our season 2 intro, I would like to say a huge thank you to our listeners. Yes, you. While we've been on hiatus, I've been getting messages from people who have discovered us for the first time and have binged our shows. That doesn't go unnoticed. I check in on our stats from time to time, and we are definitely going steady, even without new content. So thank you all for the feedback and the virtual DMs that we've been having. I love you for trusting me with your stories, and I will never take that for granted. But yeah, thank you for listening today. And again, please check our social media for how often we're gonna drop new episodes. But for now, be safe, and we'll see you back here next time.